This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the constitution is a core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity in the university a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that the government's policies and decisions are directed towards the strengthening of the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said that while he was responding to a special discussion on the glorious journey of the 75 years of the Constitution of India and the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to implement the Uniform Civil Code because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said that the NDA government is working to bring the secular UCC. The Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before the Parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes the development of all the zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the step taken by the NDA government to bring the unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said that India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in the coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that the Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi said that the government is working with a focus of women-led development and the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam was passed by the Parliament last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the 4th National Conference of the Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference today. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and the implementation of the Common Development Agenda and the Blueprint for Cohesive Action and the Partnership with the States. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus of enhancing the cooperative federalism and ensuring the better coordination to achieve the faster growth and development. Sri Lanka President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake will reach New Delhi today as he embarks on the official 3-day visit to India. This is the first bilateral visit to India following the Sri Lanka's recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections. The president will continue to visit on the 17th of December. The visit of the president to India is being seen as the further two friends to strengthen the multifaceted and the mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. During the visit, the president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold the discussions with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the key bilateral issues. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will serve as the chief guest to the TV Awareness Friendship Cricket Match today, featuring the selected MPs from all the political parties. A delegation of MPs led by the former Union Minister at Hamirpur, Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur, has invited Mr. Birla to attend the friendly match. The 20-over cricket match, dubbed TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match, will be held today from 9 a.m. at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium near India Gate in Delhi. This match will be live broadcasted on Doordarshan Sports Channel and Sunset TV. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 team will be captained by Mr. Thakur, while the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 will be led by the Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. New Zealand's Trade Minister Todd McClay will travel to New Delhi today to continue strengthening the New Zealand's relationship with India. Mr. McClay will meet his counterpart, the Minister of Commerce and the Industry, Piyush Goyal. He will also meet the senior members of the Indian business community. Mr. McClay has said that India is an important partner for New Zealand. The government is committed to stepping up for all those aspects of the relationship, including the opportunities to enhance the two-way trade. In cricket, 6 of the continent's top teams, including India and Pakistan, will be in action in the ACC Under-19's Women's T20 Asia Cup 2024, scheduled to be held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from today to the 22nd of December 2024. India's women cricket team will take on the arch rivals Pakistan today in the Group B match. The match will start from 11:30 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.